Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to all be here. I don't know if it's a southern or southeastern Ohio thing. Maybe I've mentioned this before. It's a pleasure that when a speaker says good morning, there's a response. And we were worshiping with the church, the library that meets in Fredericktown, Ohio, many years ago. And the brother said good morning. Brother Stires, and when I responded, good evening, when I responded, I was the only one. So, don't know if it's a southern thing, but, well, glad you could be here today. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be able to teach from a holy book, a holy Bible, that we are able to teach and preach the truth one to another for ourselves. I've had several comments and questions in the past month to 2 months. This lesson is sort of born out of those questions. Will God forgive me if I am once made whole and holy and clean and cleansed and washed when I'm baptized in Christ? Will he forgive me no matter what the egregious nature of my past sin? The Bible says, resounding yes. The other question is, if I fall after that day, after that moment, when my slate is washed clean, can it be washed clean again? The Bible's resounding answer is yes, if. If we confess, if we turn back to him, remember that Christ Jesus, we have the power of his blood if we are in Jesus Christ. That is one of Peter's central points here this morning. Do not take my word for it only. Or I should say that all. But take God's word for it when you read the same things that are put before you. We have to teach and preach the whole counsel of God, not just pick and choose. I'm going to give you a caution, a warning. There are some bad scriptures in Peter. They are bad not because God made them bad or they were imperfect. They're bad because men took those scriptures and ripped chunks out of them. Where the meaning is here this morning. How do we get into Christ Jesus or a state of forgiveness? That's the first big question. And second, how to get back into it is the second key point. I think I've used this word. It is not hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified. Romans 3 and 13. Remember that Jesus said, if you love me, you will do what? You will keep my commands. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say? Also Jesus. So we need to be doers. Our sister shared from the Corinthian letter, the parable of the wise and foolish builders. Those who build the house upon the rock, Jesus Christ, that foundation, they're the ones who will be building safely, steadily, and surely, or surely. I did a search again because you ever know something and you're 110% sure. Never be certain. I did that last week too. You know about carbon quiet. Use error. Okay, it is not the hearers of law who are just before. deliverance of the law, you will be justified. That's not the old law. That's the law of Christ. We have to obey Christ. If Jesus left heaven, as is the case, the fact, and Zach pointed this out in his prayer, if Jesus left heaven to be in the flesh a servant, how are we as servants of God expecting to be in good relationship with Him if we are not doing the same? Put it another way, Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal to God. Came and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14. And we held His glory as of the only God, the Father, that's Jesus Christ. If He took on the form of man to be a servant, we ought to do the same. We ought to serve Him. I search for the words into His death, into Christ, into Jesus Christ, into Christ Jesus. There's only one action that I could find that uses that expression. And I'll let that hang there, that note, kind of ring out for a little bit. I searched the scriptures. I did put this on a Facebook post this week. Two scriptures are given. Only one word into His death and into Christ Jesus. By one word, I mean one action. We do not pray to get into Jesus' death, into His death. We do not believe into His death. We do not confess into His death. We do not repent into His death. Not according to the Holy Scriptures. You can check me on that. If I am wrong, I will be the first. I will publicly admit my mistake. I could not find it. Say one example. The only wording is into Christ Jesus, into His death. We, those members of the Lord's body, we have been baptized into His death, Romans 63. Who are we? All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus. The scripture is, or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death? Why is it important to keep talking about this morbid or deadly situation? I mean, we talk about it, the Jews of Passover, and they had to kill an unblemished lamb and spread the blood. The blood was the mark to show God. Death passes over. We partake of the Lord's Supper. We commune with our Lord. He commanded that we do so. Isn't it odd? If you're a young Christian or if you're not a Christian, isn't it odd that He said, in this way, you do show forth my death until I come? Or until I come again. Why not in His resurrection? Because there's power in the blood. And blood is shed at death. That's why. If we want to be in Christ Jesus, we've got to get into the blood. If we want the power of the blood, we have to apply it. But don't believe me. Please believe the scriptures when you read it. Why is this significant? Because we must be in Christ to have the forgiveness that is in Him. His precious blood is the cleansing agent. He has given it free of His own free will and accord. If we want the power of the blood, we must be in Christ Jesus. And there's only one way to give it. Hear the gospel, believe it, repent, that is turning from the world and toward God, confess His name. I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, the blessed confession. But Peter, Simon Peter made. And we have to submit being baptized. You know, it's not the person who immerses another that is significant. Because God is the one doing the cleansing. Think about that. Submit to being baptized in the step where the blood is. But don't believe me. Please believe Romans 6:3 again. I look for into Christ. I only found two examples in the Bible. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? There is another. I'll get to it more. There are 9 total verses. Here are the words that I looked for. Into Christ Jesus, into Jesus, into Christ, into his death. Clothe yourselves and baptize into. Into Christ Jesus is found once. It's the same scripture. Why do you keep showing us the same scripture? Because they're not finding any other way. That Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. I want to be in Christ Jesus when he says, in reading, a good and faithful servant. Some preachers have pointed out that that's retirement. That's when you can stop working. So in this world, what we can do, we ought to be doers of God's will. We have different talents, different skill sets, different physical, mental abilities. I look for into Jesus, that word there. Those two words together, into Jesus, did not find it in the New American Standard. Okay? Into Christ. Here is the second one. Galatians 3:27 states, for all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There they are, the two. Baptized into Christ Jesus, baptized into Christ. Into his death, Romans 6:3. Baptized into something else. Baptized into. There were a couple of others significant to look at. And all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. How's that possible? Where did they go through? The Red Sea. What are they surrounded by? Water. Is God watching? Sure is. What is in the pillar? What is the pillar of cloud? The Holy Spirit leading up out of water. What comes out of the water? God's people that he saved by faith that God would deliver them. Who was destroyed? Those evil ones who were not obedient and who were pursuing to kill them, they were swallowed up. The same water, you get this, saves the person by killing the dead. The same water of the Red Sea saves the people by then separating them from their bondage and their keepers. They were in physical bondage in Egypt. They were taken out of physical bondage. The light figure. How? It seals the death and destruction behind. And it opens up to that new place. Consider then that this is an act. The word baptized is used. They were immersed in that water. If they didn't pass in the Red Sea, through the Red Sea, were they going to get to the Promised Land? Were they done once they got to the other shore of the bank? No. They had years of wandering in the wilderness, similar to our world. That I walk in, you walk in. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. There's only one. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father, and all. We have clothed ourselves, again, Galatians 3:27. All of you who were baptized in Christ, clothed yourselves with Christ. Please believe the gospel. Please believe the scriptures that are holy and written for our understanding. In Revelation, it points out, blessed are they who have their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. Cleansing agent, but again, in whom we have redemption. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created. This is talking about Jesus. Wait, I thought it was talking about God the Father. The firstborn of all creation. It's hard to separate. It's hard to do that. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, John 1:1. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body. Is there a question of who he was? Yes. God with us, Emmanuel. The church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Let no man or woman tell you that someone else is the head of the church. Caution. That would be a lie. If I believe God to be true, that he cannot lie, and I do, then anyone other than Jesus Christ to say he is the head of the church is lying. Bold statement, put an exclamation point or mark at the end of that. Jesus Christ is the one head over all things of the body, the church. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. What do we do? If we are in Christ Jesus and baptized into his death, and we sin again, this does not say, don't worry, be happy. We already bought your ticket. That's not what this says, is it? 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, that's an if, then, right? If, then, else. Logic, basic stuff. This isn't college. This is basic. If you do this, then this. Otherwise, now we can say the otherwise doesn't even have to be stated. It often is. Read with me. If we confess our sins, if we're in Christ Jesus already, and we fall, he is faithful and righteous to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. God, we sorrow that bringeth forth repentance. That is the sorrow that is needed. If we confess our sins. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. God will do his work. Who sinned? God. Or me. And then it must be me. Who moved? I shared this again in the center after Bible study. Some people say, It says he will never leave or forsake me. Where other than heaven? As God the Father. Now, where other than the right hand of the Father does Jesus move? So if somebody moved, it must not be them. Or God. God. It's like looking into a mirror. If somebody moves, It isn't the mirror, it's you. Thank God we have an avenue, an approach, a mediator in heaven, Jesus Christ. That if we have risen again to newness of life, having been baptized into his death, and then we fall again, at that point, we still have opportunity to go back to that life. But make no mistake, if we do not confess our sins, he is just. Will he forgive that? If we do not, God be sorry. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. 1 John 1:8. And Matthew 26:28, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. We've got to get the blood in order to have the forgiveness. My blood for forgiveness of sins. And Jesus said, this is my blood of the covenant. We then see the relationship of Christ's body, which hung his body, represented and memorialized by the bread. We also see the fruit of the vine, the grape juice, that is a symbol of his blood. Indeed, Jesus said, and it really shocked and frightened people who were unbelievers. He said that we needed to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Blood drinking, this is understanding. He said, this is my body, and this is my blood. Those who stuck around for the explanation, they got the information. Those who believed him long enough to hear the next chunk of information, they got it. And they were then able to relate it back to the Passover. What follows the Passover? Exit out of Egypt. Okay. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:7. If you, I don't know about you, but I don't know if I can eat spaghetti or pizza without getting something on my shirt. I don't know what the problem is. Please don't say I've got to eat now. I caught a couple of them after. And after I had my accident, busted up my face, my lid, and I've got scar tissue, so it doesn't always seal me. So sometimes it's even worse. What do? You quit. You ever get your shirt clean? You say, yeah, you ever wash it again? Give that to me. I'll wash them. That is the power of that cleansing. If you have put on Christ and then you fall or feel again, there is hope. You know right where the blood is. You just have to keep going back. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. I say that all to you. Me too. And you have to keep asking for the cleansing. You don't throw yourself in the trash can along with the church. Instead, you decide, I've spotted up my shirt. It was white and clean when Dad or Mom cleaned it. I need to have it cleaned again. We need to keep going back to Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, to have it cleansed again. In whom we have redemption. Through his blood, forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We're in Christ Jesus, and we then have in his blood. And I had several of these that I thought illustrated or to. Even forgiveness of sins was the end. Image of the Epistle of God, Colossians 1:14-15a. And according to the law, one may almost say, all things are cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood there is no forgiveness. When is a lamb shedding its blood? When it's silent before its shearers? Or when the knife goes to the throat to drain the blood out? Yes, they go together and know what the word is. Disgorgement in English. I don't know what it is in English. Cutting the artery so that the blood drains. It means the death of the lamb. That's why Jesus said, "Eat my flesh, drink my blood." There is redemption in this one. Into his death. Into Christ Jesus. And almost all things are by the law purged. Get rid of that, get rid of the old. With blood or without shedding of blood is no remission. Yeah, but what about me now? Do I bear the sins of Robert Lee Householder? Me, my dad. Ezekiel tells us no. My sins are going to be enough to send me to prison. Unless I get clean. The soul that sins shall die. I think the King James reads, the soul that sins is the soul that shall die. The Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. It's easy to remember 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Or if you just want to remember 18, 19 to 20. It's easy. Yet you say, why should the Son not bear the guilt of the Father? Because the Son has done what is lawful and right. Oh, that's the Old Testament. The Old Testament is there for our learning. It's our schoolmaster. And has kept all my statutes and observed them. He shall surely live, his soul who sins. Will die. The Son shall not bear the guilt of the Father, nor the Father bear the guilt of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. That is before or after you are cleansed. Sobering thought. Let's see if it bears out in Scripture. But if a wicked man, if you are in Christ Jesus, and you fall, hear ye him. If you are not in Christ Jesus, and you have not gotten cleansed, hear ye him. Ezekiel. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, I believe in one version it says, acts of repentance. He shall surely live. He shall not die. There is hope for me or you. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him because of the righteousness which he has done. Notice righteousness and done. None of the transgressions shall be remembered against him because of righteousness which he has done. He shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live. If you want to hear Jesus Christ, did he not say, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance? Hear the words of Jesus then. He's telling us the same thing, the same key principle. Jesus answered him, it is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The righteous are already with you. The sinners are those either lost or who are called. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? What is therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, So that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Sorry, I'm not losing my place. Here's the caution. You have been warned. Here is what mankind wants to do to God's holy word. I just read the scripture to you. Therefore, we have been so that, just as Christ was. Daniel Mace reads this way. Therefore, we are buried with him in by being plunged into a sort of death. There it is. The comparison is with the actual scripture. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death. Not a sort of. Now, no, I was not there and buried in the same tomb with Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. But don't believe me. Here's another. Buried with him that we also should walk in newness of life. What happened to the scripture? As I said this morning in Bible study, I immediately become suspicious of anyone that will rip facts or information out of something that they're telling me. Therefore, we have been buried with him. Over here, it says buried with him. Through baptism into death. They cut out that chunk. This is an interlinear Bible. Believe me, here's the Greek along with the English. I don't speak Greek. I assume most, if not all of you, are the same as myself. Therefore, however you say it, we were buried, sincapto, with him, autos, by, the baptisma, into aes, ho, which is the death, thanatos. The Greek says it too. The Bible was written in Greek, the New Testament. There it is. Which of the examples then is giving a true rendering? We are buried with him in the baptism into death. The Lutheran Bible, this, I don't even like to say it that way, 1545, being the godly, you must be told that you need to with him through the baptism in the death. That's a word-for-word translation there. Luther translated it correctly. I have this for those who speak Spanish. Sepultados juntamente con el a muerte por el baptismo. We are buried with him in baptism. Luis and Coma, I'm not going to read each one. Buried with him in baptism, in his death. These people translated it correctly. I'm not messing with the scriptures. And then King James, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Jesus, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in this life. On the right hand side is the understanding. Isn't it simple? If you want to be in the blood and have the forgiveness of the power of the blood, you have to be into his death. That is the first step. If you were in Christ Jesus and made whole and clean at one point, and you slipped and fell, join the crowd for all the sin and fall short of the glory of God. This is nothing that I or you are doing. God does the washing. Not me, not you, not your call, not your answer. Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. James tells us, faith without works is dead. Baptism is not a word that I do. It is submitting. Behold, the like figure whereunto baptism doth also save you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but the answer of a clear conscience unto God. They said it, not me. With many more words, Peter pleaded, besought them, save yourselves from this corrupt generation. If you fall, get back up with help. If you've never gone on the straight path, you can be baptized today. You've heard a portion of the gospel. If you have believed, why not repent and turn from this world and confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and put him on in baptism, being clothed with him. And if you have fallen and dirty, if you have soaked and dirty in your robes, come to Christ Jesus, asking his forgiveness. Won't you come to the subject of the